The national chairman of the CPP, Professor Edmond Dele, has asked all party members to accept the choice of the delegates to work and work together with the elected flag bearer to ensure victory in November. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, Professor Dele described Mr. Greenstreet as Ghana's Roosevelt.
Vox populi est vox Dei. The voice of the people is the voice of God. People choose the person they know they can work with well. People choose the person they know that he understands their feelings. People choose the person they think that he can move this party forward. Greenstreet, even though he's a disabled person, and you know in Ghana there are about 10% of the population who are disabled. And I think that this is also a point. CPP always brings surprises to the nation because this is very unique that the CPP should take somebody who is disabled to lead this party. And he crossed in his wheelchair. But this is not something surprising in the history of politics. Roosevelt, the American president, who won 4 times, was a disabled person, but he had a brain. And as politicians will tell you, political analysts, he was one of the greatest presidents of the U.S. So I won't be surprised that Ghana is having another Roosevelt who is going to move this party forward and move this country forward. I totally disregard, and it is un-CPP. So I didn't expect this to come out from leaders of the party, from my former chairman. It could be true, but I respect her so much. And she's a disciplined woman, and I thought that she should have controlled her emotions and made sure that she brought this report to the party. And then the party sits down, because we call ourselves comrades. And we are distinct from the other parties because when we have problems, we don't go into the public and start talking. And I emphasize it at the Congress that please, if we have any problems, let's solve them indoors. Do not come out and be like the other parties who, when they have problems, every day they are in the air accusing this. Because when accusations are made, you bring them to the party. Let's go forward and move forward. And I'm confident that joining hands, CPP will be a different party from how it was years ago.
A lecturer at the University of Ghana in police detention while investigation strategist Dr. Kobi Mensah said the time has come for political parties to set out clear guidelines as to how delegates are catered for during such congresses in order to tackle the issue of vote buying.
The political parties must take a decision and say, what can we list down as negatively influencing, and it is not acceptable. Now, once those things have actually arrived at, everybody knows that if you buy food, you're at fault. If you give money, you're at fault. If you give transportation, you're at fault. Itemized. Now, if there is a need for us to fee delegate, who should do it? The party. It must be added to the filing fees and said that if delegates will be fed, it will be fed by the party. So the equal playing field. So you pay 10,001. The one goes to feeding of the party instead of one person feeding the party and the other one say, I'm not feeding, but I'll give you 200. And I also think that another way of dealing with some of these things is to go in universal suffrage. Of course, the evidence doesn't tell us that it can eliminate money because NDC did it. Still, we had accusations of what? Money, influencing the process. However, you could say that it could turn down over some period because obviously this is the first time, they organized that. I strongly believe if we go universal suffrage, that could reduce money in the system because to what extent can you pay people over a period of time? You can't.
Contributing to the program via telephone, a senior lecturer in political science at the University of Ghana, Dr. Ransford Jampo, said, though Mr. Greenstreet is a charming and eloquent candidate, that is not enough to make him popular beyond the CPP. He doubts if Mr. Greenstreet has what it takes to push the November polls into a runoff.